Proclamation number 5155, dated the June 21st, 1951. The right father-child relationship. Free will. I behave towards you in the same way as you behave towards me. I will allow you complete freedom if you want to withdraw from my influence, if you don't want to make use of my grace. And if you don't want to acknowledge me and believe that you can live without my help, I will not force you in this respect either. Then you will have to test your own strength and recognize how weak you are, unless you prefer to avail yourselves of the strength from below, which, however, will pull you down for an infinitely long time. I will come to meet anyone who looks for me, I will hear whoever calls my name, but I will not hold on to someone who turns away from me, and the wretched state of my enemy is his own fault, and he will remain in that state until he changes his mind of his own accord. You humans create your own fate with your attitude towards me. I will shower you with love and grace if you establish the right relationship with me, whereas you will go without completely if your relationship with me is not right. For I do not determine your thoughts, intentions and actions, but I will help you if you want to let yourselves be helped. However, the right relationship also guarantees right thinking, and therefore it is most important that you enter into the right relationship of a child with me, since then you will infallibly take the path which leads to the goal, to your perfection, which is the purpose of your life on earth. The right relationship of a child includes everything: the sense of your own imperfection, faith and trust in me and my help, the longing for unity with the Father and thus also the correctly inclined will. Then you will have an excessive measure of grace at your disposal, then you will no longer be weak and helpless beings. Instead, my strength of love will flow to you incessantly, and you will more or less mature psychologically of your own will. You join me because your desire for me will also be granted as proof of my fatherly love. But anyone who isolates himself from me, who does not acknowledge me as Father and Creator of eternity, is still spiritually arrogant. He feels strong even without my strength and is nevertheless an unhappy being which allows itself to be deceived by appearances, which regards the vitality of life as sufficient and which will recognize its utter weakness at the end of its life when it has lost its energy of life and is granted no help whatsoever from the one it had denied. I will give without measure if my gift is desired, but I will not force my gift of grace upon any being. I behave towards you in the same way as you behave towards me, not because of a lack of love but so as not to endanger your free will, because my love is always greater than great and would never leave you in adversity if it is not detrimental for your soul. Consequently, I must let every person keep his freedom of will and wait until he himself inclines his will towards me. But then I will seize him and never let him fall again. Then his resistance will be broken and I can grant him an abundance of help. Then he will establish the right relationship with me and move towards perfection. Amen.